concern and your willingness to help.
很多人担心我的脚啊，所以我谢谢大家，我很都还好。
All is well. I am not in pain, but the break in the leg is inconvenient and awkward.
那我没有痛，但是呢，只是有一点不太行动方便。
But there's worse things in life than inconvenience and awkwardness. So I'm very thankful.
所以我们生命中总是会有一些时候是不方便的时候，所以没有关系。
Not sure what we should be using for announcements today.
那我们不知道今天有什么特别的通知啊。
Some have been asking about our activities the last weekend of October.
所以有人在问我们，十月最后一周的那个活动。
We are going to be having a missionary breakfast on the Saturday.
我们周六呢，那一个周六会有一个 missionary 的早餐。就传道的早餐。
And that is going to be held at Bethany Baptist Church in East Richmond.
是在东列治文的伯大尼浸信会。
And to go to that, you have to get a ticket from Gary Thomas.
如果你想去呢，要找那个 Gary Thomas 弟兄要一个票。
But that same weekend, the North Surrey Gospel Chapel people are going to be sponsoring a conference, a Bible teaching conference with Warren Henderson.
那北苏里那个我们的兄弟教会呢，在同样的时间会有一个秋天的会，就是讲员呢是 Warren 弟兄。
And it's going to be held Friday evening, Saturday afternoon and evening, and Sunday afternoon.
一共四场。星期五的晚上，星期六下午晚上和星期天的下午。
And some from 16th here have said they would like to go, and we're going to try to have a carpool from here as well as some translation when you get there.
那我们十六节的，如果想去的人呢，我们可以大家安排一下，可以一起在这出发，然后有一些carpool， 然后到那边我们会有翻译。
His first session on Friday evening is going to be about the scientific reasons for believing the Bible.
他第一场呢会讲相信圣经的一些科学的证据。
He is an outstanding Bible teacher, but before he spent his time serving the Lord full time, he was an aeronautics engineer.
他是个非常好的讲员，在信在全职服侍之前呢，他是一个航空工程师。
Among other things, he used to work on Air Force One.
那他曾经工作的地方之一呢，就是给那个美国总统的空军一号。
Air Force One is the President of the United States airplane.
那他是美国总统的一个座机。
So he's interesting from that perspective.
所以从这个角度呢，他还是挺有意思。
So Friday night, science and the Bible.
所以星期五晚上呢，是讲科学与圣经。
And the rest of the weekend, I believe he's going to be on family issues.
那剩下的三场呢，他就在讲家庭了。
So more on that as the weeks go by, but you can say, listen, maybe I'm going to take in some or all of those meetings. It's the weekend of October the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
这是那一周，十月二十五、二六、二七三天的那一周啊，在北苏里教会。
All right, and I think, I know.I was going to try to find more details, but I won't. So, I'm not very efficient on this. If I was Roy, I'd give it to you. But I'm not efficient, so I can't do that. All right. Any questions or comments before we get into our study today?
有什么问题？我们今天开始学习。
We're going through the book of 1 Corinthians in our studies.
我们会继续哥林多前书。
This is a, it's a difficult book to study.
这是比较难学的一卷书。
It's a book that deals with problems that arise in the Christian life.
对，这个会是处理一些在基督徒生命中出现的问题。
And in particular, the issues that we're going to be talking about today are issues in the marriage life, the family life, but especially the marriage life.
今天我们特别要提到的一个话题就是婚姻的话题。
And so that is an especially difficult and delicate, topic to deal with, so we're going to need the Lord's help.
所以这是一个比较难也是比较敏感的话题，我们需要主的帮助。
So we will pray, and then the Lord will help us.
所以我们祷告，主会帮助我们。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are a wise and all-knowing God.
主啊，我们谢谢您，您是一位智慧也全知的神。
And we thank you that you care about every aspect of our lives.
因为您在乎我们生命中的每一面。
And so, Lord, today we're going to be looking at the marriage issues and some of the concerns that arise out of that.
今天我们要看关于婚姻以及因此而来的一些问题。
We pray, Lord, that you will give us understanding as we study these passages.
求您给我们理解，当我们学习这些经文的时候。
We pray that you will be, that you will.Help us to understand as we study.
也求您帮助我们能够理解。
And that you will help us to be humble enough to believe and obey what you teach us.
也求您给我们足够有谦卑来相信并且顺服这些话语。
Lord, we thank you that you want to bless all aspects of our lives, including our marital lives.
主啊，谢谢您，您要祝福我们生命中的方方面面，包括我们的婚姻。
And so we give thanks now for all that you have done for us. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢您为一切已经为我们所做的恩典，感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书七章。
And the general theme of this chapter is on marriage.
所以这一章的主题呢是讲到婚姻。
And it would appear that the Corinthian people had some questions on the subject of marriage, and they wrote their questions to the Apostle Paul, and chapter 7 is the answer of the Apostle Paul on the subject of marriage.
所以是哥林多人呢写了信呢，就他们的问题来问保罗，保罗借着回信呢，这就是哥林多前书了，来回答了这些问题。第七章就是讲到了婚姻。
So we discussed some of these issues the earlier verses last week.
上周我们提到了七章前面几节。
So we're going to start now in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 and 11.
我们从第十和十一节开始。
And maybe we could read that in Chinese and then together.In English.
我们先用中文读。至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫，若是离开了，不可再嫁，或是人同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。
To the married, I give this command, not I, but the Lord. A wife must not separate from her husband, but if she does,She must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. And a husband must not divorce his wife. So our society says if things don't work out the way you want, you just get a divorce.
我们今天的社会告诉我们呢，如果你的婚姻不是按照你预想的方向在运行呢，你可以离婚。
But in fact, the Bible...Always, from the very first chapters of the Bible has always said, one husband, one wife, don't seek a divorce.
但是从圣经的一开始，圣经的启示就很清楚，一个丈夫一个妻子啊，没有离婚这回事。
Now sometimes I wonder about that, and I say, why would God have made men and women different if they're supposed to be together?
有的时候我会想呢，神为什么造男人和女人不同啊？如果神定义要让他们会在一起的话。
And I think the answer in part is because God wants to teach us patience and humility and love.
因为神要教导我们谦卑、忍耐和爱。
And so there are times of difficulty, times of stress in a marriage relationship, and that is not bad, that is good.
所以婚姻中经常会有一些的困难。或者有压力的时候，这个不是坏事啊，这是好事。
And it teaches us how to respect one another, how to love, how to be kind and gracious.
因为它教导我们如何的彼此的忍让，彼此的相爱。
So this verse says that a wife is not to divorce her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife.
在这里说呢，丈夫不可离弃妻子，妻子不可离弃丈夫。
And then verse 11 says, if a wife does divorce her husband, she must remain unmarried or reconciled to her husband.
十一节呢，就说如果离开了呢，就两个选项，一个呢再，就不可再嫁，或是人同丈夫和好。
So I'm told that most people who would want a divorce usually want a divorce in order that they can marry someone better.
因为我们知道大部分的离婚呢，都是因为他想再进入另一个婚姻。
And God says that is not a good reason.
那神说呢，这不是一个好的理由了。
So you marry once and you marry for life.
因为你结了一次婚呢，就是一生的。
All right, so those are basic commands regarding marriage.For us all.
所以这个是对于我们所有人的一个最基本的命令啊，关乎婚姻的。
Verse 12 goes on to explain.
十二节呢，继续往下解释。
To the rest I say this, I, not the Lord, if any brother has a wife who is not a believer, and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her.
我对其余的人说，不是主说，倘若某弟兄有不幸的妻子，妻子也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃妻子。
All right. So, what often happens then is that one of the spouses becomes a Christian.
所以现在呢，有夫妻双方有一方呢得救信主了。
And the other isn't a Christian.
另一方呢不是基督徒。
And that can become a problem.
现在这个会有一个麻烦。
And we'll get to more of that later. But because one is a Christian and the other is not, that is not a cause for divorce.
这里麻烦的，等会我们会更详细的解释。但是因为一方是得救，一方不得救呢，这会带来这个一些麻烦，但这个不是离婚的理由。
So I'm reminded of a story of a friend of mine who's gone to heaven.
我记得我的一个朋友啊，他的一个故事，他现在已经回天家了。
He became a Christian.
他得救信主了。
He would have been about 35 or 40 years old.
那时候差不多35或者40岁。
And his wife was not happy.
他妻子呢就不是那么高兴。
He had taught her to be a playgirl.
他已经在教导他，或者在这之前呢，他妻子已经变成就是一个喜欢玩的孩子，玩的女人。
He had taught her to go to all kinds of wild parties, and she wanted to keep on going.
因为在这之前呢，这个丈夫呢也经常带这个妻子去各种很各种各样的 party 啊，然后这个妻子呢也还是想继续这样的生活。
He said, "No, I can't go to wild parties. I'm a Christian."
然后这个丈夫德就说呢，我不能再去这样的 party 了。那我因为我已经是基督徒了。
So she didn't know what to do.
然后这个妻子不知道该怎么办。
But she had a relative who was a judge in the court system in Vancouver.
那这个妻子呢有一个亲人呢是法院的法官。
So her family said, go to visit your relative, probably an uncle. You go and visit him. He's a judge. He will tell you what to do.
所以呢这个妻子的其他亲人就建议这个妻子，那你要不你去见见，比如说你这个叔叔啊，他是个法官，看看他有什么建议。
So she went to him and she said, my husband has become a Christian. What should I do?
然后他就去见他叔叔，说我丈夫成了基督徒，我该怎么办？
He said, I don't know about Christians. What do I know about Christians?
这个法官说，我怎么知道基督徒啊？我也不知道关于基督徒的事。
Then he said, the judge in the next office is a Christian.
然后呢，他说呢，那你这样，你到我隔壁办公室，那个法官是个基督徒。
So he took her next door and introduced her to one of our friends and told him to give her some counsel as to what she should do, that she was married to a Christian.
所以呢，他这叔叔呢就带着他去隔壁那个基督徒法官那呢，要那个基督徒法官给这个妻子呢一些建议啊，在这种情况下。
So what do you think our friend said?
你猜这个法官就会说什么呢？
He said, you should become a Christian too.
法官的建议是，那你也应该信主得救啊，你也成为基督徒不就结束了吗？
Okay, and she did.
然后他也是这么做的。
And they were a wonderful couple. They've both gone to heaven. Their sons are my friends, but they've both gone to heaven.
他们现在当然夫妻的关系也很好，后来就都已经回天家了，他们的孩子还是活着，是跟 Harold 是个好朋友。
That's what we pray about our family, isn't it?
这就是我们。
We trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We say this is wonderful, and we pray that they will trust the Lord Jesus Christ too.
我们信主了，然后就祷告，求家人也信主。
All right. So verse 12 then says,
12节,
if a brother has a wife who's not a believer, if she's willing to live with him, then don't get a divorce.
就是说，如果有弟兄不信呢？妻子不信，妻子也情愿与他同住，就不要离婚。
And if a woman has a husband who's not a believer, and he's willing to live with her, she must not divorce him.
妻子不信的丈夫，丈夫也情愿与他同住，他也不要离弃丈夫。
Now verse 14 says, the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife.And the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy.
因为不信的丈夫就因着妻子成了圣洁，并且不信的妻子因着丈夫成了圣洁。你的儿女就不洁净，如今都是圣洁了。
There is something, therefore, very special about being married to someone who is a Christian.
所以这是非常特别的，就是你如果配偶一方是基督徒的话。
That doesn't make you a Christian, but it sure encourages you. It makes it easier to become a Christian.
这个不是说呢，配偶是基督徒，另一方就是基督徒，但是会使另一方呢容易。
So Norma and I were something like that in a different sense.
那Norma跟我呢，在不同的意义上啊。
When we were little children, our mother and father were Christians.
我们是小孩子的时候呢，我们的父母是基督徒。
Was it easy or hard for us to become Christians?
你觉得让我们是更容易成为基督徒了吗？
It was easy.
是的。
Sure. Somebody would say to me, "Why did you become a Christian?"
有的人问我你怎么成为基督徒的？
I would say, "My daddy's a Christian. My mommy's a Christian. They taught me. I love Jesus too."
我就告诉他们呢，我爸爸、我妈妈都是基督徒，他们教导我呢，那我也很爱耶稣。
And many a husband, many a wife will say, I became a Christian because my wife became a Christian, because my husband became a Christian.
很多人得救的时候做见证都说，哎，我得救是因为我的丈夫或者我的妻子是基督徒。
All right, so the word that we have here is.Sanctified, verse 14.
14节有个词叫成圣。
For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife.
因为不信的丈夫啊，就因着妻子成了圣洁。
And that word sanctified means set apart.
这样的一个词的意思就是分别出来的意思。
There's all kinds of people out there.
有外面有各种各样的人。
There's all kinds of Christians here.
有里面有各种各样的基督徒。
But if there is a Christian wife and a non-Christian husband, that man is set apart, almost brought in between the non-Christian and the Christian. He's been set in a place of privilege by himself. What a wonderful thing.
那因为呢，一个不得救的丈夫呢，因着得救的妻子啊，他就从世界也被分别出来，那几乎要到圣洁这边来啊，所以这个是他其实在两者当中的，但是呢，这已经是从世界出来，多么美好的一件事。
And consequently, the children are set apart as well.
那同样的呢，孩子也被分别出来。
Now, the change doesn't always come like that.
那这样的改变不是瞬间的。
Oftentimes, they have to wait and wait.
有的时候需要时间，要等啊等啊等。
But God is able to bring families together.
那神非常有能力啊，能把家庭放到一起来。
I should maybe tell you the rest of the story.
也许我可以把故事的结尾告诉你们。
The judge that I told you about.
我刚才提到那个法官呢？
Who said to that woman, "You should become a Christian too"?
就是给那个妇人的建议，就是你也应该成为基督徒的那个法官。
He came from a difficult family.
他自己来自的家庭就是不是太容易的，比较艰难的。
There were 7 children in his family.
他家里呢有七个兄弟姐妹。
5 boys and 2 girls.
五个男孩呢，两个女孩。
The mother became a Christian.
是妈妈先得救。
The father didn't like it.
然后父亲呢却不喜欢。
And he left the home and the family.
以至于到个程度呢，他就离开家，家也不要了。
And that dear woman, 7 children.
那这个妈妈呢，自己带了七个孩子。
She said, "But I will live for Jesus."
但是她依然说呢，我还要为主而活。
You might be interested to know how her family turned out.
你很可能很想知道呢，她的家庭最后成什么样了。
Her eldest son was a very successful businessman in Vancouver and in Victoria.
她的长子呢是温哥华和维多利亚岛上非常成功的一个商人。
Her second son became a judge.
她的老二的二儿子呢就成了法官了。
Her third son worked for the federal government.
他的三儿子呢，就为联邦政府工作。
And he was, the assistant deputy minister in charge of income tax.
他应该是管那个收入税的这个一个副主官这样的职位啊。
He told me that he wrote the Income Tax Act.On his dining room table.
他说呢，他制定这个那个所得税法啊，是在他们家的餐桌上写的。
The fourth son became an evangelist and was the founder of an outstanding Bible camp for children and adults on Vancouver Island.
那他的四儿子呢，是一个非常成功的布道家，也在温哥华岛上呢。设立了一个特别好的那个营地啊，就是基督教营地，给孩子们的。
The fifth son, worked for his elder brother, and in turn, his son is a good friend of mine today, a very senior tax consultant.
那他的第五个儿子呢，是为他的大哥工作的。现在呢是一个也是 Harold 的个人很好的朋友，现在是一个特别好的这个税务的咨询师啊。
And one of the girls married, and their son was my very good friend when I went to university.
然后一个女儿呢嫁给了 Harold 的一个特别好的朋友，在他大学里特别好的朋友。
Would you remember this? God is good.
你记得吗？那个神是一位好神呢。
And he loves his children.
他爱他们的朋友。
And he loves their families.
他也爱他的家人。
And God wants to bless you.
神要祝福你们。
And even if something tragic happens and the husband were to leave, God is able to bless his people.
即使很大的灾难发生, 丈夫离开了, 神还是可以祝福他的孩子。
All right, verse 15 then says,
第十五节,
if the unbeliever leaves, let him do so.
那倘若那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。
A believing man or woman is not bound in such circumstances.
那无论是弟兄是姊妹，遇着这样的事都不必拘束。
God has called us to live in peace.
神召我们原是要和睦。
So God doesn't say if the other person leaves, you've got to tie a rope around them and tie them to the post so they can't leave.
神并不是说呢，一方要离开，你就把他身上拴根绳子，把他拽回来啊，这不是这样的。
You don't want them to leave, but if the unbelieving leaves, the believer must allow them to leave.
那神不是愿意这样的事发生，但是一个一方一定义要离开的时候呢，信的那方要许可他离开。
At verse 16, how do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband?
那16节，你这做妻子的怎么知道不能救你的丈夫呢？
That's what you're praying, that the Lord will unite the marriage.
这就是你的祷告啊，你说主啊，求你使这婚姻合一啊。
Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife?
你这做丈夫的怎么知道不能救你的妻子呢？
Don't seek divorce.
对，不要去寻求离婚呢。
If you go to the Old Testament, there's a very interesting line in the book of Malachi, and it simply says this, God hates divorce.
那旧约的马拉基书有一节经文很有意思，是很直白的这么说的，说神恨恶离婚。
Now we'll get to some more arguments on this later. I'm tempted to use them now, but we'll wait till later. But God is able to bring out of your present situation, which may be difficult, He's able to bring that which is very, very good. Let God work.
所以要给神工作的时间啊，他会把你遇见特别糟糕的事呢，慢慢变成对你很好的事。
Now verse 17, a very important principle.
那17节呢，非常重要的原则。
Nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is the rule I lay down in all the churches.
只要照主给个人，分给个人的和神所照个人而行的，我吩咐各教会都是这样。
All right. What about your present circumstances?
你现在的环境是什么呢？
Oh, you say they're very uncomfortable. They're very bad.
你说，哎呀，这非常的不舒服，很糟糕。
And God says, I know that.
神说呢，我知道。
But God says, listen, I am willing to work with you in your present circumstances. You don't have to change all your circumstances.
神说呢，我会，我也愿意在你的环境里做工，所以你并不一定非要改掉这些环境。
So he's going to give some examples.
他给我们一些例子。
Verse 18.
18节,
was a man already circumcised when he was called? He should not become uncircumcised.
有人以受割礼蒙召呢，就不要废割礼。
Was a man uncircumcised when he was called? He should not be circumcised.
有人未受割礼蒙召呢，就也就不要受割礼。
Now circumcision was a sign of being in the Jewish religion.
割礼呢是一个信号，让我们知道他已经在这个人在基督，在犹太教之内了。
So some people, some Gentile people, when they became Christians, they said, oh, I wish that I had the Bible knowledge that you Jewish people had when you became Christians.
那有的外邦人得救说呢，哎，我现在有一些圣经知识啊，跟你们基督徒，跟你们这个犹太人一样。
And so they were tempted, having become Christians, to go back and become Jews so they could learn the knowledge and the practice of the Jews. They felt that would bring them closer to God.
那所以他们也会有这样的试探呢，要回到犹太的旧约的那些律法里面去啊，这样可能会让他们觉得跟神更近一点。
Oh, they said, you are so privileged. You had that background. I didn't. You are so much better than me. I wish I had your background. I think I'm going to try to get your background.
所以外邦的基督徒就会觉得，哎呀，你们这犹太人真好啊，还有这项的背景啊，我也希望跟你们一样，我也希望跟旧约的这个仪式呢也去做。
But then there were some people who were Jewish people, and they did have the Jewish religion background. They became Christians.
那还有另外的一个一面呢，就是那些犹太的信徒呢，他们得救以后。
And so they said, you know, I wish that I had never been a Jew because I wouldn't be tied up with all of this stuff. It would be so easy for me to follow Jesus if I hadn't been a Jew.
那他会又羡慕外邦人，因为呢，他会觉得这些个礼仪啊太复杂了。如果一直守在旧约里，他一直是个捆绑，所以他会说呀，我要是。是个外邦人啊，没有这些旧约的礼仪去守就好。
I think I'll get rid of everything associated with my having been a Jew.
现在呢，我就特别想把这个犹太人的这些东西全部去掉。
That might even include their family.
Include what?
Include their family. Sorry, I didn't pronounce that clearly.
对，甚至包括他们的家庭啊，所以他就都想改了。
And Paul says no.You don't have to change your background. You follow the Lord today. Accept the background God has given you.
所以保罗在这里想说的就是你不需要去改你的背景啊，你今天跟随主就好了。
And you will find things in your background that aren't very good, and you say, okay, I'm not going to spend more time on them.
那你可能会觉得你的背景里会有一些东西你不太喜欢，但你会说呢？我不管了，反正我也不想再去想这些事。
But God will find things in your background that He can use for His glory.
但神可以在你的背景里找到一些东西，可以用来为荣耀神。
And you'll say, "Oh, that's very, very good."
你说，哎呀，这真的非常好。
So don't seek to get a new religious background.
所以不要去找一个新的宗教的背景。
Verse 19.Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands now is what counts.
所以割礼算不得什么，受割礼算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，只要守神的诫命就是。
Each one should remain in the situation which he was in when God called him.
个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，人要守住这身份。
Here's another example.
现在另外一个例子。
Were you a slave when you were called?
你被召的时候是一个奴隶吗？
Don't let it trouble you.
那就不要为此忧虑。
Although if you can gain your freedom, do so.
若能以自由，就求自由更好。
For he who was a slave when he was called by the Lord is the Lord's freedman.
因为做奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人。
Similarly, he who was a free man when he is called is Christ's slave.
做自由之人蒙召的就是基督的奴仆。
Okay, so you say, well, my problem is when I became a Christian, I had the wrong job.
那我的问题是呢，假设当我成为基督徒的时候，我有个工作是不好的。
Now that I'm a Christian, I need a new job.
现在呢，我成为一个基督徒，我需要一个新的工作。
Well, maybe you do, but maybe you don't.
也许你需要，也许不需要。
More important that you obey the Lord in the job you've got than that you go out and get a new job.
也许你在你原来工作里呢，顺服神的话语呢，比你出去找一个新工作更好。
Which is amazing.
就是非常神，令人吃惊的。
What it's basically saying is this.God chose you at the right time.
这句话的这些就告诉我们的神选拣选选择我们的时候就是那个时点最好的时候
God can use you where you are
神也能用你啊无论你在哪
God is so big that he when you trust him will not just give you a new future
所以神如此大当你信靠神的时候他不是说只给你一个新的未来
and he will not just help youIn your present,
他也不单单是在你现在帮助你。
But God will go into your past and he will bring things out of your past that he can use for his glory and your good.
而且他会进到你的历史中去，在你的历史里找到一些你已经有的东西，拿出来做荣耀神的事。
Oh, you see, that's wonderful.
你说哎呀这真是
God is very big. God is very, very kind. If he can actually use my bad past to bring good things for myself and for him and for others in the future.
你说这神如此大能啊他能使我呢过去败坏的历史啊变成神可以用的祝福这是非常大能。
I just read after my knee went bad.I had to go to the hospital.
那我摔到膝盖之后呢，我要去医院。
So there was a pile of books at the door. As I went out, I said, "Harold, take one of those books, read it."
那门口呢有一摞子的书，我就跟自己说呢，我要去拿一本看看。
So I got to the, I looked at the pile. It's actually a pile that my sister.Gave me a few weeks ago, and there was a book there written by John Newton.
这卷书这一摞书呢是我姐姐前一阵给我的，当中有一本呢是约翰牛顿写的。
He's the man who wrote the wonderful hymn "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me."
他就是那个作者，非常著名的那首圣诗《奇异恩典》啊，那首圣诗的作者。
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
我曾经是失丧的，现在被寻回了。我曾经是瞎眼的，现在才看见。
So I read his story.
我读了他的个人故事。
He was a bad man.
他是个非常坏的人，对就行。
He was so bad that he actually became a slave trader.
他坏到一个程度呢，他是贩奴的。
He bought and sold slaves in Africa.
他在非洲啊，买卖黑奴。
But he was so bad when he was there that they actually made him a slave.
他坏到一个程度呢，别人把他也当黑奴卖了。
And he spent a year or 2 years of his life as a broken slave in the house of a wicked woman who herself was a slave.
所以他如此的糟糕在他最糟糕的时候呢他是在一个奴隶家做奴隶做了一两年。
And he was so bad a man, he said he deserved that and more.
所以这个约翰牛顿就觉得呢，其实他真的配得这个事情啊。
In a marvelous way, God saved him.
所以用一个很神奇的方式呢，神救了他。
So what good came out of that?
那之后有什么好事出来了呢
？He was used by the Spirit of God to remove slavery from the British Empire.
圣灵就推动他呢去做了一样事情把奴隶制奴隶买卖呢从大英帝国里就推动取消了。
So if you go to Great Britain today and you say, why are there no slaves in Great Britain today?
如果你去英国呢你说今天英国为什么没有奴隶买卖呢
?They will say, because John Newton,preached that we shouldn't have slaves.
他们会说呢，因为约翰牛顿一直在讲道说不应该有奴隶制。
How could he preach with such power?
他为什么会有这么强的力量来
He was a slave, and he deserved to be a slave.
他承认自己就是奴隶啊，而且因着他的恶行呢，他也的确配得就是这个奴隶。
Okay, God is able to use your past.
所以神是可以使用你的过去的。
Even if it were to be as bad as John Newton's past.
即使你的过去是和约翰牛顿一般糟糕的过去。
He could use it for much good.
他可以使用这过去来做好事。
Don't try to change your past.
所以不要尝试去改变你的过去后悔啊。
All right. Verse 23. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men.
你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。
So this basically says, don't you try to be a slave to somebody else.You try to be free, you've got to be able to serve God. Don't sell yourself into slavery.
这里其实就在讲，你不要把自己看作奴隶啊，或者要去做奴仆，因为你是神眼里宝贵的。
Now the conclusion. Brothers, each man, as responsible to God, should remain in the situation God called him to.
弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？仍要在神面前守住这身份。
So what is important? That you change your circumstances, or that you live for Jesus in your circumstances?
所以哪一个更重要呢？你改变你的环境，或者你住在耶稣基督里啊？
You live for Jesus today.He'll change your circumstances when he chooses to tomorrow.
如果你信靠耶稣基督呢，他会在明天之后的时间，合适的时候改变你的环境。
All right, verse 25.
25节。
Now about virgins or those who have not married.
论到童身的人，我们有主的命令。
I have no command from the Lord, but I give my judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy.
但我既蒙主连续能做忠心的人，就把自己的意见告诉你们。
Because of the present crisis, I think that it is good for you to remain as you are.
因现今的艰难，据我看来，人不如守素安常才好。
That is, I think that it would be good for you to remain unmarried.
意思就是呢，你还不如不结婚的好。
Now, last week Nicole put the question to us. Can you remember what the question was?
上一周 Nicole 问了个问题啊，你还记得什么问题吗
？What was the question?
什么问题
？The
Try it in Chinese. It's easier in Chinese.
有什么好处？不行，
对，有什么？到底对我们有什么益处？ What's the benefit of remaining single?
That's right. What is the benefit of remaining single? Okay. Here Paul is saying, now you, those of you who are single, he says, I have no commandment but the Lord.From the Lord, but I give my judgment because of the present crisis. I think it is for good for you to remain as you are.
这就是回答了、保罗在这里说，因为现今的艰难啊，人不如守素安常，就是独身的意思。
Okay, I'm not sure what present crisis he was referring to.
那我不知道他说的现今的艰难是指的什么。
I know that many Christians.At that time, were persecuted. Many Christians were put in prison.
我知道在那个时候呢，很多的基督徒啊是被逼迫放在被赶到监牢里去的。
And many Christians, I'm told, not from the Bible, but from history, I'm told that many Christians were actually crucified.
而且很多的基督徒在当时呢，甚至殉道了。
The Lord Jesus Christ.Was crucified on a cross. Three people were crucified that day.
So, 耶稣呢那一天被钉死十字架上的时候，包括他在内有三个人呢。
History tells us that there were some days when as many as 500 Christians were crucified.
那圣经告诉我们呢，有一次呢，一共有500个基督徒一次被钉死十字架。
So if that were your present circumstance, you might say, I don't know if I want to marry. If I'm going to be crucified tomorrow, maybe it's better if I'm not married.
所以你会想呢，如果我明天可能会被钉十字架，也许现在不结婚是好的。
All right, so we're not sure precisely what is meant by the present crisis, but that could be part of it.
所以我们不知道这个现今的艰难是什么，但至少呢，在那个时初代的教会呢，逼迫肯定是艰难的一部分。
Okay, more on that as we go down the verses. Are you married? Do not seek a divorce. Are you unmarried? Do not look for a wife.
27节，你有妻子缠着呢，就不要求脱离；你没有妻子缠着呢，就不要求妻子。
Let God work out the circumstances.
所以把环境交给主。
Okay, so when I was a younger man, I wasn't married.
我是一个年轻人的时候呢，那时候我没有结婚。
And so I thought, now what can I do?
我会说呢，哎，我该怎么做呢？
I could, we use the word in English, I could go and chase the girls.
我用英语来说，可能可以去追女孩子。
Or I could say, no, Lord, I'm not going to spend my time chasing the girls. I would rather spend my time serving the Lord.
我也可以说呢，主啊，我不想浪费时间在那个追女孩子上，我要把时间花在服侍主上。
I figured that the Lord could send me the right wife. I didn't have to go chasing her.
我觉得呢，神如果要我有一个妻子呢，他一定会把对的那个人拆给我，而不是我去追来的。
Okay, so according to this verse, I did not seek a wife.
所以按照这个经文呢，其实我不是在寻求一个。
I simply said, Lord, you're able, you can send me a wife.
所以我跟主说。我跟主说，你是大能的，所以你一定能给我一个，拆给我一个妻子。
There was a man who used to come to the chapel here, and he was a servant of the Lord. He'd read these verses.
那以前呢，有一个神的仆人啊，来到我们教会，那他读这段经文。
So he said, "I'm going to be a missionary. I'm not going to seek a wife." But he prayed. He said, "Lord, you send me the wife you want to send me."
然后呢，他也知道他不需要去寻求啊，但他就跟主祷告，说主啊，你把那对的人拆给我。
He was reading a magazine one day.
他有一天在读报读杂志。
He saw a picture of two girls.
杂志上。
The magazine.
杂志上呢有两个女孩的头像。
He looked at one of them and he said, "She's going to be my wife."
他看当中一个啊，他就说呢，哎，这个应该是我太太了。
So a few months later, he actually met her.
然后几个月之后呢，他就遇见了她。
And during their first conversation, he said to her, "You know," he said, "I saw your picture in that magazine a few months ago, and I felt that you should be my wife. What do you think?"
然后他就第一次的谈话呢，他就这么说的。他说呢，我几个月前呢，我在杂志上看见你头像，我当时觉得你就应该是我妻子，你怎么看呢
？And she said yes.
然后他说我也觉得是。他说是的。
Okay. I don't think they'd been together for any more than 4 or 5 hours before they married.
他们也就大概在一起谈了4-5个小时，就决定可以结婚了。
Okay. 3 months ago, their son, two sons, and their daughter, two sons and one daughter, were in the chapel here, all lovely believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
3个月前呢，他们的孩子啊，两个儿子一个女儿，也刚好就来了我们教会，都是非常好的信徒。
Okay, Paul is saying, don't spend your time running around. I got to get a wife. I got to get a wife. Or run around. I got to get rid of my wife. I got to get rid of my wife. No, no, no. Don't do that. except what God has given you.
对，保罗在这里说呢，你不要特别积极的努力的花很多时间说我要找一个妻子，我要找一个妻子，也不要说呢我赶紧要分开，赶紧要分开啊。所以，总之你守着神，自然就会把对的事情带给你。
All right, verse 28. But if you do marry, you haven't sinned. Marriage is wonderful.
然后你若娶妻，二十八节并不是犯罪。
If a virgin marries, she has not sinned.
那处女若出嫁也不是犯罪。
But those who marry will face many troubles in this life, and I want you to spare you from those troubles.
然而这等人肉身必受苦难，我却愿意你们免这苦难。
Okay, so that's another reason why you wouldn't necessarily want to marry, because when you do marry, you're going to get some troubles. And if I were to go around and say to those of you who are married, have you ever had any trouble in your marriage? I think many of you would say, yeah, a little. Some.
所以我们在座也有很多是在婚姻里的，的确是，就是早早晚晚或多或少呢都会有一些麻烦。
All right, verse 29. What I mean, brothers, is that the time is short.
弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了。
From now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none.
从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子。
Those who mourn, okay, you're crying because of the loss of this or the other. Those who mourn should live as though they did not mourn.
哀哭的要像不哀哭。
Those who are happy should live as if they were not happy.
快乐的要像不快乐。
Those who buy something should live as it was not theirs to keep.
要置买的要像无有所得。
Those who use the things of the world as if it not engrossed in them, for the world in its present form is passing away.
要用事物的要像不用事物的，因为这世界的样子将要过去。
All right, what's all that say?
那这个在说什么呢？
Among other things, it says there is something more important.
所以在很多的事情里呢，他会讲到一点，就有比这更重要的。
There's something more important than marriage.
有比婚姻更重要的事情。
Okay, and what is more important than marriage is your relationship with the Savior.
那什么比婚姻更重要呢？就是你跟救主的关系比婚姻重要。
Okay, and so we want to keep that in perspective. You want marriage to be in perspective before your service to the Lord.
所以你需要不能把婚姻啊放在你服侍主这件事情之上。
Is your family important? Yes.
你的家庭重不重要呢？是重要。
What do you want to do? You want your family to be kept in relation to the Lord. Your relationship with the Lord is first, and then with your wife and your family. That's all there. But your relationship to the Lord is very important, and sometimes marriage can get in the way.
所以你跟主的关系如此重要啊，你不能让你的婚姻呢来成为拦阻你到神那去的那样事情。
So I keep telling you stories about myself because I don't know much about other people.
我一直在讲我的故事啊，因为我也不知道别人的事。
But I saw a girl once and I thought, boy, she would be a nice girl to have as a girlfriend.
对，我看见一个女孩，我说这个很可能是一个好女孩。
And then I thought, well, if she's my girlfriend, what would we do?
那我说呢，如果她是我女朋友，会怎么样呢？
And I said, well, we would go here and we go there and we go here, and I had everything all planned out. And then I said, Harold, you'd spend so much time with your girlfriend, you wouldn't spend any time serving the Lord anymore.
然后我会觉得呢，我们可以一起去这去那儿，一起在这里玩那里玩。然后我在想呢，那这些时间全花在这儿，我肯定不会花在主身上。
Okay. Now, is it important when you're married to spend time with your wife and your husband and so on? Yes.
那是不是重要呢？你跟丈夫或妻子在一起，是不是重要呢？是的。
Here's verse 32. I would like you to be free from concern.
32节说，我愿你们无所挂虑。
An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affairs, how he can please the Lord.
没有娶妻的是为主的事挂虑，想怎样叫主喜悦。
But a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please his wife.
娶了妻的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫妻子喜悦。
And his interests are divided.
所以这个人的这个他的感兴趣的东西就开始分开了。
An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs. 34, that's right. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit.
那要身体灵魂都圣洁。
But a woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband.
那已经出嫁的是为世上的挂虑，想怎样叫丈夫喜悦。
All right, so it's hard to serve the Lord and all the other responsibilities in life if in fact you don't have a husband or a wife. It's not a bad thing because it makes it easier to serve the Lord.
所以当你地上有很多的思虑的时候呢，肯定会影响你服侍主，所以这个是容易更容易一些如果你是独身。
Now I am saying this verse 35 for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way in undivided devotion to the Lord.
我说这话是为了叫你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合宜的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。
So what's the conclusion of all this so far?
那到现在为止是什么样的结论呢？
Well, the conclusion is to be married is very, very good.
那结论就是结婚是非常好。
And to be unmarried and serving the Lord is also very, very good.
那不结婚却服侍主呢也非常好。
And don't try to change where you are.
也不要尝试着总是去改变这个状态。
Just keep on taking advantage of where you are and serve the Lord in that capacity.
只是接受这个现在这个状态，然后在这个状态里服侍主就好。
All right, we'll finish off a little more here and then we'll have some questions. If anyone thinks he's acting improperly toward the virgin he's engaged to, if she is getting along in years, he feels he ought to marry, he should do as he wants. He is not sinning, they should get married.
若有人以为自己待他女儿不合宜，女儿也过了年岁，事又当行，他就可随意办理，不算有罪，叫二人成亲就是了。
Okay, so that's a very good thing. Get married, that's wonderful.
所以这是很好的事，你要结婚就当然是很好的事。
We're always happy here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel when people get married.
我们很高兴如果十六届教会有年轻人结婚的时候。
And we wish them God's blessing.
我们就希望神祝福他们。
We're very, very encouraged.
我们也很受鼓舞。
All right, verse 37. But the man who has settled the matter in his own mind, who is under no compulsion, but has control over his own will, and who has made up his mind not to marry, this man also does the right thing.
倘若人心里坚定，没有不得已的事，并且由得自己做主，心里又决定了留下女儿不嫁，如此行也好。
So then, he who marries the virgin does right, but he who does not marry her does even better.
这样看来，叫自己的女儿出嫁是好，不叫她出嫁更是好。
All right, so I've got to try to illustrate this now.
所以我开始解释一点。
This is zero, this is ten.
比方说呢，这是零啊，上面是十。
Okay, so here's a man, and he says, all right, I think I'm going to get married. Is that zero or ten?
那有个人说呢，一个男的说呢，我要结婚了，那零或者十，到底哪一个？
All right, I'm going to say that's 10.
我会说呢，这是十。
Okay, that's a good thing.
这是好事。
Zero, ten. I think if you get married, that's 10.
那你结婚呢，当然就是是好事嘛，所以高于零就是十了。
Now, here's the one who says, I'm not going to get married. Is that zero?
那有一个人说呢。
Or is it 10?
他说我决定不结婚，这到底是零还是十呢？
Or is it more than 10?
或者比十更高。
More than 10. How much more than 10?
有比十高多少呢？
Okay, we're not told how much more than 10.
我们没有被告知啊，在圣经里。
So don't get all bent out of shape. Okay, it might be 10.5. It's probably not 50.
也许是 10.5 啊，也许是50，我们也不知道。
God has chosen both. They're both good. One is a little better than the other.
两个都很好，一个呢可能比另一个稍好一点。
All right. So we're not going to take a vote on how much better than 10 it is.
我想我们还是不用投票来算到底哪一个好多少。
Verse 39.
39节。
A woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives.
丈夫活着的时候妻子是被约束的。
Okay, that is God's law.
这就是神的律法。
A woman has married the man as long as she's alive and he's alive, they are to be together.
所以一个婚姻中的两个人呢，只要还活着就是在一起的。
But if her husband dies, she's free to marry anyone she wishes.
丈夫若死了，妻子就可以随意自由随意再嫁。
But there's one condition.
但有一个条件。
It says, but she must belong to the Lord.
只是要嫁这在主里面的人。
So could a Christian marry a non-Christian?
一个基督徒能不能和一个非基督徒结婚呢
？No，
不可以的。
Christian couldn't marry a non-Christian。
不可以。
Okay， so in our family we couldn't even get started to marry a non-Christian。
在我的家庭里呢，我们要去和一个非基督徒结婚是干脆不可能都开始。
And so Norm and I had difficulty even talking to non-Christians。
我们和非基督徒聊这些事都不太可能。
And they said, Harold, you better not spend a lot of time with that girl. She's not a Christian. You better not spend time with her. You might fall in love with her.
然后会说呢，哎 ，Harold， 你可能不需要跟那个女孩聊太多。她不是个基督徒啊，你聊再多了，没准你就喜欢上她了。
Okay. So, that was difficult when we were younger, but those were the rules. The Bible says the man cannot marry a non-Christian woman. A Christian woman cannot marry a non-Christian man, so you don't get started.
所以既然圣经说呢，那不信的人是不能结婚的，那你干脆就不用开始，你都不用尝试着去做这样的事。
So, that made it a lot easier, frankly.
这个是使我的生活就变得简单很多。
Because I never really had to worry about marrying the wrong wife.
这样的话使我从来没有一个担心，就是娶错了妻子的担心。
Because I figured if I was going to marry a Christian, she'd probably be pretty good, so I wouldn't have to worry about that.
如果你真的是神给你的，她是主里的一个姊妹呢，那她应该是好的，所以你不用担心她。
All right, and the conclusion of this argument is verse 40.
这个结论呢，就是第四十节。
In my judgment, she is happier if she stays single.
然而我按我的意见呢，若长守节，更有福气。
And I think I too have the Spirit of God.
我想我自己也是被神的灵感动了。
So this is very significant, very helpful Christian counsel.
所以这是非常重要也非常有帮助的基督徒的建议和咨询。
In the middle of it, several rules that we must follow.
在这些里面呢，有一些的原则是我们需要跟随的。
But in addition to the rules, just good advice.
那在这些原则之基础上呢，还会有一些好的建议。
What is most important? Our service to the Lord.Is most important. That's what eternity is all about.
那什么是最重要的呢？就是我们服侍主，跟主的关系，因为这个是存到永远的。
On the way to be happily married or to be happily unmarried is very nice.
当然，你很高兴的在婚姻里或不在婚姻里都好。
But our service to the Lord is most important.
但是我们服侍主却是最重要的。
All right. Well, that's some.A counsel, some instruction from the Lord on this important subject. Questions. I'm not sure that we have answers But if you've got some questions, let's talk about some questions.
这是我们这一章一个很重要的内容。那我们留一点时间下来问问题啊。我也不知道是不是确切能有答案，但是我们可以一起来聊一聊。Shall we obey the Ten Commandments or the Old Testament laws, for example, like circumcision?
Okay, that's a very good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
The answer is no, we do not have to obey the commandments of the Old Testament because they were primarily given to show us that we were sinners and we were not able to keep them all.
那我们原则上答案是不啊，我们原则上不是需要守全旧约的律法的，因为旧约的律法颁下来的主要的目的呢，是在历史上让我们看见人是不能守全律法的，是带着我们知罪的，是不是来称义的。
So the Apostle Paul then teaches us that the commandments in the Old Testament were given to us in order to prove that we were sinners.
所以使徒保罗说呢，旧约律法给到我们是来证明我们是罪人的。
All right, so what does a sinner do after he's been proven that he's a sinner?
那一个罪人已经被证明是有罪的时候，他会做什么呢？
And the answer is he's got a big problem because how is he going to change? How is he going to get rid of his sin?
那他就有大麻烦了，对吧？因为他没有办法来解决自己罪的问题。
So, my friend tells this story.
所以我的朋友呢讲了这个故事。
He said, "What would you do if you borrowed $50,000 from somebody?"
那如果你借了别人五十万块钱，你该怎么办
？And you couldn't pay it back. What would you do?
五万块钱啊，然后你不能还了，那你怎么办
？Okay. And the man came to you and said, "I want you to pay that $50,000."
然后你的债主来了，说我要你还我这五万块钱。
And you say, "Well, I've got the solution."
你说，哎，我有个解决方案。
I promise that I will never borrow any money from you again.
然后呢，我的解决方案就是我承诺再不向你借钱了。
Does that solve the problem?
这个能解决问题吗？
Doesn't solve the problem.
这个不能解决问题。
So you can go to God.
然后你可以跟神说，你到神那里。
And you can say, "God, I'm a sinner."
你跟神说呢，我是个罪人。
But I won't sin against you anymore.
但是我保证再不犯罪了。
And he will say to you, "But you sinned against me yesterday."
但他说呢，那你昨天犯的罪怎么办呢？
Okay, so that's the problem with the law.
对，这就是律法。
The law says we're all sinners.
对，律法说呢，我们都是罪人。
Then, because the law says we're sinners, we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and we say, "I need forgiveness for all my past sins. I need help for all the future, but I need forgiveness for the past."
正是因为我们知道自己是罪人，我无法靠着自己得救，我们才需要耶稣基督的救恩，我才需要到他面前去说，需要你赦免我过去的罪，也需要你在未来帮助我。
All right. So, having done that, our position is we're right before God, and we don't come and say, "God, I'm right before you now because I don't sin anymore." We come and say, "I'm right before you because Jesus died for me."
所以正是因为这样呢，我们来到神面前，不是说呢，我跟你和好是因为我承诺以后不再犯罪，而是我跟你和好，因为耶稣付上了我罪的代价。
But Linda's question was not about that kind of law.
对，但 Linda 的问题可能不是这样的一个律法。
Linda asked the question, "What about circumcision?"
那 Linda 提到了呢，那割礼怎么办？
And there were many laws in the Old Testament. We call them ceremonial laws.
那旧约有一种这样的律法呢，叫做礼仪。 就是宗教礼仪式的律法。
Laws associated with religious practice.
就是这种的律法呢，是关乎宗教的一些操作的。
There were many such laws.
这样的律法在旧约还不少。
The children of Israel had to go to Jerusalem, the males, 3 times a year.
比方说呢，犹太的男人呢，一年三次要去耶路撒冷。当时
at the feast of Passover and unleavened bread, they had to eat lamb the night of the Passover. They had to eat unleavened bread for 7 days afterwards.
所以在第一次呢，就是在逾越节的时候和除酵节的时候呢，他们在逾越节需要吃羔羊，必须是烤的。然后在除酵节呢，要吃7天无酵饼。
When they sinned, they had to offer a sin offering or a trespass offering. They had to offer an animal.
那当他犯了罪呢，他或者去献一个赎罪祭，或者去献一个赎愆祭。
But because the Lord Jesus Christ came, and He was the fulfillment of those Old Testament pictures, then we don't have to do those Old Testament pictures anymore.
所以正是因为耶稣基督来了，他已经完成了旧约这一切律法的要求，所以我们不需要再按照旧约律法这么去做了。
If we did, Linda, we'd have real problems.
Linda, 如果我们要做呢，我们相反会有麻烦。
Because the men are supposed to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
因为男人呢必须每年三次还去耶路撒冷。
And I've only been there 4 or 5 times in my life.
但我一生中也不过就去了那里不过4、5次。
So I'm way behind schedule.
所以我这个次数去太少了变得。
But in particular, the children of Israel were to offer their sacrifices in the city of Jerusalem at the temple and only under temple ceremonial observation.
所以当时的犹太人必须要把所有的祭物献到圣殿，而且要在圣殿规定的方式里啊，比如说祭司，比如说这个祭坛，在这种方式里才来献。
But in AD 70, the temple was destroyed.
那问题是公元70年之后呢，圣殿已经被毁了。
The priesthood was removed.
祭司呢也都没了。
Since then, there has been absolutely no way that those ceremonial laws could be obeyed.
从那时候开始呢，旧约那所有宗教礼仪式的律法已经不可能再继续了。
So the teaching of the New Testament is that the Lord Jesus was the fulfillment of the law, and therefore those old ceremonial laws no longer apply.
所以这里的教导就是呢，新约里耶稣已经把所有旧约的律法的要求已经实现了，我们只管信他就好。所以旧约呢，我们不需要再去按照那律法的要求去做这宗教的安排。
Okay, the Passover lamb which was killed every year was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came, but the book of Hebrews says he came and he offered himself once for all as a sacrifice.
所以逾越节的羔羊就是新约耶稣基督的预表。但我们知道新约的希伯来书讲的耶稣基督自己把自己一次献上就永远献上，他就不需要再献。
So it's not only that those ceremonial sacrifices are not necessary anymore, they cannot be offered.
所以一方面呢，这样的一个宗教仪式呢已经不是必要了，另一方面呢，你也没有办法再去做了，因为没条件了。
Okay, so in our day, we only have 2 or 3, depending on how you count it, ceremonials that we can follow.
那今天呢，我们的日子呢，我们可能有2个，或者你算3个，宗教就是仪式的3个的仪式我们要去遵循的。
These are 3 that are required in the New Testament. None of the other ceremonial practices are required in the New Testament.
所以新约呢，除了这两个或者三个呢，其他再没有要求了。
What are the 3 ceremonial items in the New Testament?
那三个是什么呢？新约里面。
Number 1,
第一呢
is baptism.
就是受洗。
Okay, and so we say, all right, the Lord wants the ceremony of baptism. We'll practice baptism.
那我们说好，主希望我们用受洗来表达，那我们就用受洗。
The other is the Lord's Supper. We're told to take the bread and the wine.
第二就是主的晚餐，那我们有饼和杯。
We don't eat the feasts of tabernacles or the feasts of the Passover, but we are required to eat the feast of the bread and the wine.
所以我们既不是守祝棚节的晚宴，也不是守逾越节的晚宴，我们是守主的晚餐。
And sometimes people say, well, there's the ceremony of the head covering. And so on Sundays, we try to make sure that the women have their heads covered and the men don't.
那有的人呢，包括我们是这么认为的，会有一个姊妹盖头的仪式啊，所以我们教会在主日的时候姊妹都是盖头的。
So those are the ceremonies of the New Testament. Many other ceremonies in the Old Testament.
所以新约呢就这么几个，但是呢旧约可就多了。
But we don't need to practice them because they were fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们旧约那些呢就不用再做了，因为他们在耶稣基督里已经实现了。
Okay, so Linda, does that adequately answer your question?
回答你的问题。
Thank you.
It's a big question. There's more to the answer than that.Other question.
有没有其他的问题？
Yeah. Mindy.
就是说那个七一恩典里面那个约翰牛顿，他就是因为信奉主然后被得救了，但他做了很多坏事。那这样的话，对于那些一直做好事，那人不是不公平吗？如果这样的话，那有的人我就到一直做坏事做到死之前，然后在最后一刻我信主了，也得救了，那有什么差别呢？
The question is on John Newton.
Yes.
He said he did a lot of evil things before yes. salvation.
Yes.
And if so, is that unfair for those who kept doing right things and good things to others, but they finally died? But one evil man and they kept doing wrong things and evil things.And, you know, believing God before death and he was saved, whether this is unfair.
Yes. Okay, that's a good question. Does everybody understand the question?
Yeah,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
That's very good. All right, the answer is yes. It is unfair.
是不公平。
Okay. The reason is because judgment...does not come in this life.
答案原因是呢，审判并不是今生来的。
Judgment will come after death.
因为人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And then God will make everything fair.
然后在那个上面呢，神会使所有事情都公平了。
At the present time,There's not very much that's fair.
所以在今生的事上呢，你不要去找绝对的公平。
Psalm 73, is that where it is?
诗篇的七十六篇。诗篇的七十六。七十三篇应该是。Yeah.
I've got it.
Yeah, Psalm 73.
I know, but I can't. You change the words on me and I get all lost.
Oh. 咱们好像找一些经文，稍微等一等。
All right. Verse 15.
十五节。
This is Psalm 73, page 952.
旧约的952页，诗篇73篇。旧约诗篇的73篇。
The context, Mindy, is the fact that it is unfair. The good aren't properly rewarded in life, the wicked are rewarded for good, they get good, and the bad people get good, and the good people get bad, and it's not fair.
所以七十三篇的背景就是这样，就是好人呢没有好的在今生的回报，坏人呢在今生还挺常享安逸，财宝加增啊，但就这么个背景。
Okay, and that's the first verses. We don't have time to go into all the details, but that's the first verses in this song.
所以我没有时间去看所有的细节，这是前面这个诗篇前面的主要内容。
Okay, verse 12.
那我们看十二节。
This is what the wicked are like. They're always carefree. They increase in wealth.
十二节说，看呢，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。
That's not fair.
这是不公平。
Verse 13.
十三节。
The psalmist said, "Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure." In vain have I washed my hands in innocence.
十三节，我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜。
He said, maybe I should have been sinning like them.
他甚至觉得呢，没准我应该像他们那样犯罪哈。
They sinned and got away with it.
但是他们犯罪，神也没有立刻惩罚。
I followed God and all I did was get more trouble.
那我跟随主呢，我却带来更多的麻烦。
That's not fair.
这不公平。
Verse 14.
十四节。
All day long I've been plagued. I've been punished every morning.
因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
Verse 12. And the wicked are always carefree.
那十二节你一对比十四节，你就看。
That's not fair.
这就不公平了。
Verse 15.
十五节。
If I had said I will speak thus, I would have betrayed your children.
我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子了，他肯定不能这么说。
I can't talk about that. Verse 16.
十六节。
When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood there.Final destiny.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Okay, that's what it is. What about the end?
那终局是什么呢？
The end comes after the final destiny, after the final judgment.
所以人的终局啊，是在最终的审判之后才会显明的。
So many years ago.A friend of mine said to me this. He said, Harold, remember, good guys finish last.
很多年前我的一个朋友跟我说， Harold, 你要记得这句话，好人啊，总是在最后才会显明的，就是他的好报是在最后显明。
What did I say?
然后我说什么呢？
I said, you're looking at the wrong finish line.
我说你
Okay, there's finish line and finish line and finish line. They were looking at this finish line. But good guys don't finish last here. They might finish last here. But when we get to God's finish line, after God's judgment day, then good guys, according to God, those that He approves of, they finish first. Don't finish last.
所以他说呢，我们要看不同的终点线啊，就是我们地上人看的终点线，就是地上结束了就终局了，但是神的终点线远比这个远啊，所以在神的终点线呢，你才能看见人的先后顺序，你不能用地上的终点线看人的先后顺序。
So what does the Bible say? It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment.
这就是圣经。
That's when we find out who wins and who loses.
这就是圣经说的那句经文呢，就人人都有一死，死后且有审判，那个点才是我们看是不是公平的点。
So it's not fair in this life.
所以今生你不能去看绝对公平。
But God will make it fair on judgment day.
所以神一定会在审判日使一切都公平。
Now sometimes you will see a bumper sticker.
有的时候呢，你会看见一个就是杠子，就是挡着你的。
And I saw a bumper sticker on a Rolls Royce once.
就是这个，就是前挡啊，应该是劳斯莱斯的那个前挡。
And it simply said this: He who dies with the most toys wins.
He who dies
with the most toys wins.
这个劳斯莱斯它的前挡上有个贴条，上面写的呢，就是那个死的时候玩具最多的人是赢家。
Is that true?
这是不是真的呢？
No.
当然不是，当然不是真的。
What's he do with his toys?
他死的时候他玩具去哪了？
He leaves them for something else. What's he do when he meets his creator?
如果他死的时候去见他的创造主怎么办？
God says, did you spend all your time and money in life on toys?
然后神会问他，难道你把你所有的钱和时间都花在这些玩具上了吗？
Was there nothing more important in life to you than toys?
你生命中难道没有比玩具更有价值的事情吗？
So again, Mindy, the answer to your question is it's not fair until you stand before God. Then he's going to reward everything properly. Then it'll be fair.
是不公平，直到你见到上帝为止，他一定会使之公平。
2 minutes，
还有两分钟，还有什么问题
？Who's got the next question? Supplemental question，
总结的问题。
Another question.
Yeah.
就是因为我还没有信主嘛，就是你们信的人是都特别特别信，然后才信呢，还是说我就一点点信我就信了？
Okay. She says she still yet believe in God, but she wants to check with all the Christians here.
Yes.
So when you believe, it's a, you believe it so solid that you want to follow God.In your heart, with your heart and all your heart and all your soul, or you believe a little bit and grow your faith day by day.
The answer really is you believe God with what you start with, but you do grow day by day.
所以答案是呢，不管你是从什么时候开始信主的，只要你是真的信了他。你的这个信心就会一天天长。
So you ask the Christian, when did you believe him more?
然后你会问自己，你问他个问题，你什么时候会信得更多呢？
Today or when you first became a Christian?
那今天假设你成为一个基督徒，你信了。
And the answer is, you believe him more now because you've learned so much more about him.
那答案就是呢，你现在信他更多，因为你更多了解他的一些。
How do you learn about him?
那你怎么能多了解他呢？
Well, you read the Bible.
你读圣经嘛。
And you obey what you read.
你顺服他告诉你的话。
And you read more and you obey more and you read more and you obey more.
你又读了一些，又顺服了一些，又读了一些，顺服了一些，越来越信他。
And things keep on getting better.
事情就越来越好，越来越好。
They don't get easier, they just get better.
这不是说呢，就变得容易，但肯定是会越来越好。
But it is encouraging.When you speak to Christians, you say to them, you've been a Christian for a long while. Do you think that's good or bad?
然后你如果问一个基督徒啊，你成为信主的人这么久了，是好还是不好？
And they say, it's very good.
他会说非常好。
And you say, when would have been the best time for you to become a Christian?
那你问他呢，什么时候信主是最合适呢？
When you became a Christian,Or sometime later, or sometime earlier.
是现在呢，还是过去的，或者说未来的一
天 ？What will they tell you is the best time to become a Christian?
什么是信主最好的时候
？When they did,
no.
later,
no.
or before.
现在、过去还是将来
？Right, right now is the best time. You got it. Good for you, man. Right now, right now.
现在就是最好的时候。
Okay.Yes, but if you gave them a choice, you say, when did you did become a Christian then, would you have been better if you'd waited, or would you have been better if you'd become a Christian before? What are they going to say? before? Should he become a Christian before? That's right.
如果你问一个人呢，你说你得救了是早一点得救更好，还是晚一点？他一定说早一点，早知道就早得救。
I was 7 years old when I became a Christian.
我得救的时候呢，我七岁。
My sister was 5 years old when she became a Christian.
我姐姐得救的时候，她五岁。
Okay. When should I have become a Christian?
那我应该什么时候得救呢？
When I was 4 years old.
我应该四岁。Okay.
All right. The Lord will bless us. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are a good God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是一位好神。
You're a great God.
你是一位伟大的神。
And you're above all the issues and all the trials and all the circumstances of life.
因为您比一切的环境、一切的试炼、生命中一切的这样的事要大。
And we're just amazed to think that there's a God in heaven.
我们要很感恩，因为您是在天上的神。
Who cares about me?
而且顾念我。
Each one of us would say, Lord Jesus, why would you care about me?
每一个人都说，主啊，我是什么人，您竟顾念我呢？
But like the Apostle Paul, we can say, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me.
就像使徒保罗说的，圣子顾念我，他把自己给了我。
So we thank you, Lord, for helping us today. Thank you for what you taught us.
谢谢您今天帮助我们，也教导我们。
And we pray, Lord, that each of us will say, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe you today.
盼望每一个人都说，我选择今天相信你。
We pray that you'll help us, Lord. Behind today's message, lots of issues, lots of difficulties, lots of trials.
今天我们所谈论的话题背后呢，有很多的困难试炼。
We pray, Lord, that you will resolve the many issues we have in our lives. Bring them to your successful conclusion that we might bring you glory and that we might know peace and happiness and joy.
主啊，盼望您解决啊，盼望您在我们的难处中带领我们，也最终得着，也显明您的荣耀。
So Lord, again today, help us to trust and obey.
我们再一次求您带领我们信靠您。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.